Dr. Pat's perspective.
Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for at least the next hour on this February the 2nd on the West Coast, now February the 3rd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd also like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world. We appreciate you helping us spread the word. Tonight, I can assure you we are going to have a momentous show. Tonight's show is going to be devoted to my friends who I've talked about on a number of shows over the past 4 years. They are known as the United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon. And they have a mothership in our galaxy, which is called the Alliance, and their business here around Earth is basically Project Alliance, if you want to call it that. Who are these people? They are a contingency of 574 planets, soon to be 575 planets, from the galaxy of Hendon. That's the real name for the galaxy we live in. And they are concerned about the madness and insanity and chaos orchestrated by the powers that be on this planet. They are also here to help us, and they have helped us in many, many ways. And tonight we're going to share some news with you that has not been covered anywhere in the world on mainstream or alternative media. My guests Ken Adachi and Z.S. Livingstone will be joining us shortly. But first of all, I want to dedicate this first song to a gentleman who has phoned into the show from space on two occasions. And this occurred back in 2009. One of the archives is on my website, directlightproductions.com, under documentaries. I put together a little film with the audio from his call from my show, which was attended also by my regular guest, scientist inventor Jim Murray, on the first occasion. On the second occasion, Ken Adachi happened to be my guest, and he got to speak with General Jeremiah firsthand. This first song I'm going to play to get us into the mood to discuss this topic with our guests is called Jeremiah Blues.
Everybody wants to look the other way when something wicked this way comes.
And that song goes out to General Jeremiah from the United Galactic Federation. That's the name of the folks as a group. And the name of our first guest tonight, we're going to have both guests on together in a moment here, hosts his own website. It's called educate-yourself.org. Very recently, the past month, he turned over 4.2 million hits on his website. It's a pretty popular site. And he is a metaphysician, an author or journalist himself, essayist, email correspondent, and also the builder of many, many interesting scientific devices that are for mankind's benefit. He's been a regular on this show over the years that I've been on the air. He was on last week. We had a really fantastic show, and I'm proud to have him back. My good friend, Mr. Ken Adachi. Ken, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Hello, Don. Thank you very much for having me back again. I always appreciate being on with you and ZS Livingstone as well.
Okay, Ken, if you can get a little closer to your mic, give us a little more volume. I'd appreciate that. Okay.
Okay. Is that better?
That's a little better.
Okay.
Okay. Well, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And I'm glad to be back on with you for another show. You know, we've done a number of shows together, and UI and Zeus Livingstone have done three shows together so far in the past few weeks, and this will be our fourth. And I enjoy having this roundtable discussion with you two fellows, because it gives me an opportunity to learn new things, which you two guys bring up, and I also have a chance to contribute some thoughts of my own. So I find the conversation aspect of these shows to be very useful, both for us and hopefully for the listeners as well. We often, in our talks together, at least when I get to address some principles of the battle that all of humanity is facing in overcoming the nemesis of the what seems to be the ever expanding net of influence of the New World Order gang, is that I frequently mention that one's attitude, the inner, dedication to the understanding that there is evenness and balance in all things. In the past, I mentioned ideas like for every action, there's an equal opposite reaction in all regards throughout nature. So regardless of what difficulties the dark side presents to humanity, there is always a solution made available to those who essentially keep the faith and realize that a life is eternal and immortal, and the experiences we're having here on Earth are essentially a play. It's a play in which we are all actors, as Shakespeare said many years ago, and that our choices, why we're here, to either walk on the path that the Creator had set for us, namely to, you know, lead a righteous life, to behave in a way that is not destructive or harmful to others, and to experience life, hopefully, you know, the bounties of life and the joy of life, and also the disappointments and the difficulties or travails that we all go through in life. But we're here for a journey. We're living in a world now that is not nearly as safe or optimistic, let's say, that it was immediately in the wake of World War II. The United States being the main victor of the war, we were sort of on the top of the hill. We had the British military influence. The U.S. economy was continuing to expand and grow. It was just a great time to be an American, to be raised in America. And then we noticed that perhaps from JFK's time forward, that an agenda that had been planned a long time ago was being put into motion to essentially destroy the United States. It's been a gradual process. It began slowly in the early to mid 60s, and it has gradually accelerated in its pace with each passing decade. So we see we saw a gradual loss and siphoning away of America's industrial power. And then we saw an introduction into our society, our societal values, of a loss of morality in many areas. We had what they call the sexual revolution, I guess, between the late 60s and early 70s. And then we saw an increasing disregard for the sanctity of family life. We noticed in recent decades we've lost a lot of ground when it comes to maintaining our personal privacy. Now we have a big brother type of government who's bent on intruding in their will into every aspect of our life. And it's becoming very uncomfortable. We know that those who are responsible for this New World Order agenda intentionally create, engineer, and aggravate wars into existence. They themselves engineer and create the, quote, opposing factions. They fund them. They see to it that they are fully armed and the right sort of, characters are put in charge of these groups, so that the hostility and the animosity towards the opposing sides escalates, and that eventually results in a war. We saw how essentially Adolf Hitler was groomed by this elite cabal during the 20s and 30s and funded. That's very important to eventually take over first political power in Germany, and then later essentially dissolved the German parliamentary system and became a dictator. And we all knew Hitler and the Nazis succeeded in winning the Second World War, well, things would have been much different following World War II, particularly for the United States. But he essentially had an overcoming of evil doers in that period, and it triumphed largely through the will of men and women around the world who believed in righteousness, who believed in the notions of freedom. You know, leave me alone, don't try to control me, and otherwise run my life. I can do that by myself. And let's say the forces of light sort of won out. Now we have the same sort of group who are essentially believers and worshipers of the Luciferian side of the equation, who have been trying to essentially take over, and have in fact taken over most major countries of the world, taken over their governments, have infiltrated their justice systems, their police forces, etc., so that their influence has become so overwhelming. It was beginning to look like a very grim picture for, let's say, suffering humanity. However, the rule that I mentioned earlier, that for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, was in play in the uniform throughout the universe and here on Earth, regardless, working in the background. And today, as dire as circumstances sometimes appear, we have forces assisting us, usually unseen and unheralded, in the background, who are neutralizing and otherwise preventing the onslaught, if you will, of the evildoers to complete their plans. And many of these events have become known to me in recent years. Z.S. Livingstone, the fellow we had on tonight, has made me privy to incredible information that I've just been tremendously blown away with. And you too, since we met in 2007, you've made me privy to many important events, most of which we don't discuss publicly because it would otherwise jeopardize the effort of those white knights, if you want to call them that, working behind the scenes. We certainly don't want to tip off the dark side as to what's coming up so they can prepare and evade the events planned. But in some cases, it becomes useful and desirable to reveal some of this information simply because the world should know that positive things are occurring behind the scenes, and you're never going to find out about it from TV or radio news or from any sort of mainstream outlets of information, because the people who are on the dark side, who, let's say, suffer a loss, aren't going to tell the public about it. You can bet on that. So you had told me yesterday about some really remarkable things that just recently happened, and you felt that it was desirable and a good thing to reveal some of that information publicly. So I'm happy to say that you are going to take the opportunity with this show, with ZSO and I, to talk about some of these things. So the mic goes back to you, Don. You have some very interesting and important things to share tonight.
Well, we appreciate your comments, number one. And before I do that, I want to go ahead and, instead of making ZS wait in the background like some little church mouse, I want to bring him on the show. He is an essayist, featured on your website. Again, educate-yourself.org. And I affectionately call him ZS. That's his gang name. just joking, folks. he is also an intuitive. And so when he's writing essays, he's basically just sharing his intuition. And he's extremely accurate with it, I have to tell you. Off the charts kind of stuff on many, many topics. World events, the things that are going on, the paranormal things that are going on with nature, with science, certainly with governments, earth matters, you name it, he zeroes in on this. And he's very familiar with what we're going to talk about tonight. I can also say I'm very thankful through Kanadachi to have met Zora Nova star Livingstone. ZS, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don.
He's also a man of many words.
I tend to write briefly.
You tend to write briefly. Okay, well, just remember that silence on the radio can be deadly once it reaches 3 seconds, okay? I have to share something with everyone, with the listening audience, and you two gentlemen, as best as I can. If this was something intended for people to know, you would have heard about it on the mainstream media. You would have heard the spin about it, or you would have heard nothing at all, and that's been the case. We've heard nothing about what I'm going to mention. However, thanks to the wonders of the internet, someone actually filmed this event. I might even suggest that these individuals who actually filmed the event I'm going to talk about were asked to film it, to be in a position to view it, maybe not as close as some would like it to be, but nonetheless, they captured it. Now, whether it was intentional or accidental, it was a video of the event I'm going to describe was posted on YouTube on the 29th of January. And so we know that the event occurred before the 29th of January. I don't have an exact date. The exact date is really not important, but what the video reveals is amazing. We've seen photographs of UFOs, and people have different opinions about them. We don't ask anyone to believe what we know. We advise them to do research. Well, this is a topic that all three of us tonight have been studying for many, many years. So we're very privy to a lot of information because of what we do as journalists, or essayists, and as radio talk show hosts and guests, and people who are interested in more than the mundane life that's offered to us by the people that Ken was describing in his opening statements. We can accept things when we see a pattern or when we receive information that's outside the norm. We're not talking about Hollywood here. We're not talking about fiction. And a simple video camera, actually quite a good video camera, took some very, very interesting shots of the event I'm going to describe. And unfortunately, we can't play it for you folks, but it's going to be posted on Ken's website, my website. It's on YouTube. And it's an event that occurred prior to January 29th. In Jerusalem. Now, in the YouTube video, two young men, one who's holding the camera or shooting the film, it may be on a tripod because it's a very steady shot, and a man standing in the foreground on what appears to be the roof of a building, a house. There's a short wall around the edge of the house, probably so nobody walks over the edge. And he's standing a foot or so away from that short little wall. And the camera's fixed on the dome of the rock in Jerusalem. This is a sacred temple. It's actually a mosque. And this mosque had changed hands between, let's say, the Muslims and the Judeans, and then later on, we would say the Israelis. In 1967, this mosque, after another Middle East war, was given the administrative authority. In other words, the Muslims were given the authority to administrate the mosque as a place of worship by Moshe Dayan. And his goal was to preserve the peace. It was a peace offering to allow this to occur. It had been noticed about 15 years ago that a device had been planted in the basement of that mosque. And the device was wired to be triggered, probably from remote control. And it would have probably taken out most of Jerusalem and the surrounding areas, we'll say. That's a pretty heavy fact. And it was noted by the United Galactic Federation. Certainly they monitored why it was there. They probably had concluded that should they lose control of this mosque, that at some point it would be detonated. Now, when that time would be, with all the chaos going on in the world, could happen very soon. And although I can't definitively associate what's going on in Egypt with the event I'm going to describe, which is depicted in a YouTube video. I didn't make the video. I didn't fly the craft. I happened to receive the link, and I went there and watched the video, and I witnessed the event. But if you look at what's going on in Egypt, and now which has escalated now into these claims that all the journalists from CNN are being assaulted, duh. I would probably resent them coming into my neighborhood, spreading their propaganda around. I don't condone violence. I don't condone rioting. I don't condone the shooting. But we seem to have this propensity of encouraged insanity and chaos and all geared to clamp down on gun ownership. Now, do all these people in Egypt own guns? Where do they get the guns from? They don't ask those questions. They don't talk about those things. But I bring this up because this seems to be somewhat of a diversion. Now, there was a nuclear device planted in the, you could say, the basement of this mosque. And this is a holy place. Historically, this is the place where Muhammad ascended into heaven on his horse. It has great significance for the Muslim people and the Muslim faith. And to have a holy building change hands from one religion to another or from one government to another is a bit crazy. If it has real significance, what is it? It's a building. It happens to be a holy place. And that it was defiled with a nuclear bomb speaks something to do with the people who are running it. Consider the fact that it went into the Muslim hands, their care, their administration, as a religious place, a very holy place. And that occurred in 1967. Yet the bomb was planted there 15 years ago. So you can't blame the Israelis for this event. A decision had to be made by the United Galactic Federation to disable this device. I think it's insane to have a bomb planted anywhere that can take out people. This was not an improvised explosive device. It was a very sophisticated nuclear weapon. And it had electronic equipment, we'll say, that was attached to it that could set it off. The Federation is seen in the video lowering in one ship, okay? It's a disc. Some people call them flying saucers. We're not going to call it a UFO because we know who's flying it. I've seen this craft many, many times, Ken and ZS, and my listeners know that I've talked about this. And they generally glow white. Other craft I've seen, reptilian craft, Ken, you've seen these, they have an orangish glow to them, as do some of the gray craft. All the time, no, but generally speaking, that's the appearance. This was a white craft. It was white light. And it was very visible from several miles away where this camera was stationed. And these two men were very excited, but I had the impression that they knew this was going to happen. I can't say that for certain. Maybe they had seen craft before. Maybe this was just another sighting to them, and it didn't mean that much. But there were some woes and wows and woos in the audio. Not much was said between them. But they saw the craft hovering several hundred feet above the dome, and then it slowly descended very near to it. And about 53 to 54 seconds into the video, there is a very bright flash, like a ball of light, very quick. It shone itself and it dissipated just as fast. And then at that same moment, the craft took off thousands of miles an hour, maybe 50,000 miles an hour. It was just a streak of lightning. Now we can joke around and say, well, it wasn't an ice crystal. It wasn't a crash dummy. It wasn't a weather balloon. It wasn't swamp gas. It was a craft. It was flown by the United Galactic Federation. I knew that when I saw it. And then I was informed that this device was disarmed, which is the flash that was seen. A lot of preparation went into many, many details that had to be covered to do this. Now, why do I share this information with the listening audience around the world? It's a public event. It happened. Someone caught it on film. There may be many, many other films out there that come out or other accounts. This is going to be denied. There's no doubt about it. If they wanted us to know about it, you would have heard about it on mainstream media. And don't be surprised if at some point you get disinformed with a spin version of this. But I can tell you definitively that this event occurred, and it's captured on video. And in addition to the event, the special forces went in and removed the device. They were contacted to let them know that it existed and that it was going to be removed. So it saved many, many lives. I don't know the population of Jerusalem and the surrounding area, but we could say probably several million lives at least were saved. And it probably prevented a world war from beginning. So those of you who think that flying saucers and people from other planets, by the way, there are over 2,000 planets listening to this broadcast as we speak throughout our galaxy. They have a concern for what's going on in this planet. They have their own concerns, how what we do can affect them. But just as well, they're here to help us and to teach us. They're not here to harm us. They're not here to eat us. They're not here to drink our blood. And they are of the Christian faith. Just so happens they're of the Christian faith. They have incredible technology. They have the most advanced technology in the whole galaxy. And they use it to defend themselves when necessary, but primarily they use it for our benefit and to see what's going on, to monitor what's going on, to get the pulse of the planet and the people so that they can recognize ways that they can help us. General Jeremiah is not from another planet, regardless of the disinformation that you'll get on some other shows that try to debunk what I've brought forth. Here's an example on videotape of what we've been talking about. And I'm interpreting what is seen in that video. By the way, Ken let me know that he's posted this on his current news page. It's the first item under latest articles. So you can go to educate-yourself.org and see the video for yourself. Now, this is not the only event that has occurred on the planet. If you recall back in 2009, January of 2009, I ran 8 consecutive shows where I detailed 7 U.S. cities that were targeted to receive a nuclear blast of some sort. There were going to be more false flag events, and I brought that information out on the show. Like this event that I just disclosed, I prayed about it. And that inner voice said, why would you not tell mankind, why would you not tell your fellow Americans that they might be in danger of an event? And it's the telling of that news that stopped it on the second broadcast, I was told. And it was interesting to see the reaction on the third night of the CIA. They posted some crazy book cover on a website that claimed that Muslims were going to take out 7 U.S. cities with a nuclear attack. Of course, they do that to disinform and to create fear. But the real intention was to try to debunk what I had disclosed. I posted pictures of another planet in our galaxy, Balqui, on my website, and then I was accused of lifting pictures off of some obscure website by following some kind of crazy number that they had invented. I don't have time to waste doing such petty games, and they know that. And they declared that I had actually stolen a picture off this website of Mount Fuji. Well, all you have to do is Google Mount Fuji, and you can see that Mount Fuji doesn't look anything like the volcano on the planet Balqui. So these are the devices they use to try to discredit the truth. Again, I encourage you to look at the video. Look at it several times. Now, at the end, you're going to see some red lights. And those red lights are also part of this whole operation. I'm not going to disclose anything else about it other than to say that the red lights provided security. People have called them orbs. Some people have no idea what it is. It's not an optical illusion. It's not a hologram. Pictures taken at night. So some of these things, like the red lights, are rather faint. But certainly the pulse of light that disarmed the nuclear device and the immediate departure of the craft at the greatest speed you've ever seen with your own eyes, a craft moving at night on planet Earth. And, of course, they left for their safety. It was a very, very dangerous procedure that had to be rehearsed in a way. They had to be educated on how to do this so as not to set the device off. There was great, great risk taken by General Jeremiah and his co-pilot, David, and we extend our thanks to them. By the way, Ken and ZS, General Jeremiah sends his greetings to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Would either of you like to comment on this?
ZS, why don't you? There's there's been so many interventions over the past decades, and there's been interventions in the last 6 weeks which have been incredible.
Yes, could you please speak up just a little bit more, please? Okay.
There have been interventions in the last 6 weeks that have been incredible. We talked about earlier that there's a series of earthquakes that were like 200 earthquakes in a 36-hour period on December 21st off the coast of Japan, trying to trigger an earthquake, a tsunami, and it didn't happen. Something held the earth from letting go. There's also the a whole series of earthquakes in the Gulf of Aden that were stopped. And there's, and going back through the decades, talking about nuclear terrorism of those who have the bombs using against the innocent, four nuclear wars have been prevented from happening miraculously. During the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis and during the time of Reagan. And you can only, it's as if somebody said, stop, look at what you're doing, and the bombs disappeared or were just gone or not unusable. And a number of occasions, it was an individual person who stopped a nuclear attack, either in NORAD or in Moscow or other places around the world. We have no idea of the nuclear hair triggers that happened in Britain, France, and other nuclear powers around the world. They're just not talked about. But there's been, from communication with elemental beings, sylphs, there's been a constant, steady awareness, a steady vigilance on the whole issue for the last, since World War II, since the first bombs were developed. And a higher power has stepped in, General Jeremiah, or there could be, you talk about over 500 planets. There's more than just one spacecraft. There's lots of spacecraft up there. Lots of good intention, good works being done by them.
Well, I know he wouldn't consider himself to be a higher individual, except when he gets in a craft and goes to another part of the galaxy. But he's a very down-to-earth Christian man.
Yeah. You have to have the right stuff to do that. As borrowing a phrase from Thomas Wolfe and what the NASA said about the original seven Mercury astronauts and the Apollo or the Gemini astronauts and even the Russian cosmonauts, they had to have a spiritual basis to do what they did. They were vetted by higher powers before they're allowed to even go into low Earth orbit.
Now, I can vouch for that with General Jeremiah. He is a very outstanding and upstanding individual, spiritually as well. Mm-hmm. He's very spiritually awake, and it's really his spiritual life that's afforded him the position he's in right now. He represents our best interests, Our best interests aren't necessarily what governments would have planned for us. See, it's governments that manufacture these bombs. It's governments that use them. And what they tell us and what they don't tell us is really of no significance when we find it out. You know, the truth doesn't need defense. It doesn't need to be defended. It can stand on its own two feet. I know you want to comment more, so go ahead.
Yeah. Just having the right stuff to do this work, to have the conscious awareness, the loving understanding is wonderful and is miraculous. And to be on the pointy end of the protective saber or the protective, the shield, stopping something from happening, needlessly happening, and causing suffering, not just on Earth, but to other star systems, like the original Eisenhower encountered some positive aliens in Andrews Air Force Base in 1954, who said that they got people have to stop building nuclear devices because it causes problems not just on Earth but on other star systems and could result in huge problems for higher beings because they have projections of themselves on Earth, and if one of these bombs goes off near them, it disintegrates the outer etheric robe, setting them back in time, and also affecting up the whole family relationship of hundreds of individuals. They're all connected into the same soul. And so a bomb going off in Hiroshima did cause problems on planets on the other side of the galaxy, or maybe on the other side of the universe, because families have souls all spread out among all the different planets, having celebrating the joy of life and experiencing life in many different forms on many different planets at the same time, learning on the different planets what the possibilities of life are and what the love potential. And one of the great spiritual understanding that these souls have is the Agape feast of love of people coming together in agreement. Mm-hmm. That's what they wish.
Agape meaning unconditional love.
Yes.
And it comes from the Greek. Even the Greeks knew this.
Right.
I want to continue this discussion. I'm impulsed to play some more music here to sort of segue into another event that I'd like to describe and share with the listening audience, if you two gentlemen would allow me to do that. Let's allow our consciousness to expand into the realm of creativity. Some would call it fantasy. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that I picked this song out before tonight's show, and it encapsulates what Ken Adachi said, and certainly also it underscores and mirrors what ZS just said. And it's amazing how we've had this music for so many years, and it's leading us to the proper path to discover the truth for ourselves. All you got to do is listen to the words and open your heart and contemplate what's being said here. Either you, Ken, or ZS, do you want to comment on this?
Well, if I can just make a remark in this regard, probably many people who listen to these interviews, which I've been posting on my website, know the name of Don Nikoloff as a guy who writes some spectacular articles exposing very important things. But I have to assume that the majority of the people, at least who come to my website, Don, don't know your background, that you are a professional musician. You have been a professional musician all your life. You're highly trained. You've had a professional training background in music. You play professionally many instruments. You told me once how many. It might have been 13 or 15. I knew
a lot more than that. We just counted for one album, you know.
Okay. Like, well, you're very versatile, and you've been on stage both in America and Europe with some of the heaviest names in music, so you're no lightweight in this area, and music is important to you because you have an inner part of your soul that possesses a music consciousness that feels and breathes and is sustained, you know, by this art form. So for you in playing these clips, which to some people may seem odd because topics we're discussing are serious, and these sort of musical interludes may seem out of place, but it's not at all. It's part of who you are, and first, it also gives us a chance to just kind of get a little break from the information. You know, when we listen to these type of shows on AM radio, there's typically commercials every 2 or 3 minutes. And when the commercial ends, you have something that they call bumper music leading back into the show. So in this case, you're getting commercial-free radio show with the bumper music, but a very specially thought of bumper music. So I think it's unique. I'm enjoying it. It's a nice way to pace the information that you're putting out there, Don.
Well, I do it because spirit impulses me to do it. Okay, and are you surprised that it fits our conversation? You know, it comes from such an ethereal place, and it's like, you know, before I even begin my show, sometimes I have no idea what I'm going to do. We don't script these shows whatsoever. We've never scripted a show. Yes, we agree to speak about a particular topic, but that's as far as it goes. And we have total freedom of speech, and we're exercising it. And right. And we have freedom of being, or beingness, if you want to use that. And we're exercising that. And it's a lot for some people to comprehend or swallow, if you want to use that term, because we're talking sometimes about some very advanced concepts, some things that are constantly affronted with disinformation and ridicule. And that's only because that's all they can do with the truth. But they can't destroy the truth. It's everlasting. It's eternal. That's its nature. And it connects with love. And so, you know, my love for music and other people's love for music is a way for us to connect and open our hearts and expand our awareness. And that's why I do it. ZS, you can comment now.
I don't play any musical instruments, other than maybe clap and applaud.
Well, as a non-musician, does the music, does it influence you in some way to expand your awareness, or, you know, to home in on something, some concept?
I've had some very cosmic experiences listening to Enya or an Orinoco Flow, or I can't even say the name of the river.
Arinka Flow, yeah.
Arinka Flow, yeah. And I actually was driving through northern Alberta listening to that on the radio, and I knew that there was quite a few craft following me as I was driving down the road.
Were they the good guys?
Yeah, they're the good guys.
All right.
And there was a lot of UFOs seen in north in the area of Elk Point, Alberta.
You know, when I think for a moment how fortunate some of us are to have these experiences or to know these things, and then, you know, we sort of go out on a limb to share it with other people. We take a lot of risks, and not that we want people to feel sorry for us, but we do take risks because this information is intended to not be known. We're to remain ignorant if the powers that be could have their way, you see. And there is a spiritual awakening happening on this planet. And despite the fact that things can appear to be as gloomy can get, there's always light that can enter into the darkness, and the two can't exist in the same place. And the light is superior to the dark, especially when the dark is out of balance. So, Ken, you want to say something, or either one of you guys?
Of course, I agree with your perception in that regard. I'm sort of looking forward to the next segment that you wanted to bring up tonight. You mentioned there was a second part to this, these revelations.
So. Yes, and I'm not going to dwell on this a long time, but I will say this, and I will ask the listening audience, even the intel people, have you not felt a dark energy over this planet in the past few weeks? Have you not felt a heaviness or a gloominess? And it doesn't matter if the sun is shining. There's a pallor that hangs over the mass consciousness. I've had many, many people tell me, Ken and ZS, that they could feel a heavy weight on their shoulders, and they didn't know where it was coming from. And simultaneously, there were all these crazy news stories coming out about planets on their way to attack the Earth, you know, rogue planets, and now asteroids. These stories are coming allegedly from Russian scientists. And I did an hour and a half or more a show last night, a solo show on propaganda and indoctrination per the KGB. It was a very interesting show. So we see these things going on. And by the way, those shows, excerpts that I played were from both 1985 and 2001 and prior to 9/11, we'll say, 2001. And we had two KGB agents disclosing the secrets of how they control the society. So we're dealing with the belief system here. And basically a reality has been created for you through movies and television and disinformation that's not realistic. It's very illusory. It's an illusion. Smoke and mirrors. The Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. And all it really takes is little Toto to pull the curtain back. You don't need somebody from another planet to come here to help us. But we do have a very rather large group, very spiritual people who are here for our benefit. And there are others who are here who are not here for our benefit. We've talked about them on many other shows. Now, I alluded to 2009, some false flag events, and I was feeling the same kind of energy for the past few weeks. And I know many, many people who were sending me and each other emails were feeling the same energy. You could hear the fear on talk shows, and it didn't matter if they were talking about the Health Act, Obamacare it's called, which is another Ponzi scheme, or if they were talking about the shootings of a judge and a congresswoman in Tucson, Arizona, and then another school shooting, and then all of this chaos, riots in Iceland, riots in Greece, riots now in Egypt. And I'm not saying that people aren't justified in being upset and angry and tired of just talking to having their concerns fall upon deaf ears. Anyone can get tired of that. But while all these distractions are going on, and many, many more, we don't even need to detail all of them, many with the Federal Reserve and the bailouts too. These are all distractions. We're just witnessing mass corruption. And I knew something was afoot. And I heard many other people say, something's up. We're entering a period in their magical calendars, their ritualistic calendars, where dates and full moons and planetary alignments and numerology has everything to do with all the decisions they make. And many of us could feel this. Like ZS. Ken, I'm sure you could feel this in some sense yourself. I know I did, and I know many others. Talk show hosts, talk show guests, and regular people out there that listen to us, searching for answers, searching for the truth, searching for solutions. And I began to get impressions that there were going to be some false flag attacks. I've been through this a number of times, and I've not disclosed many of the events with the listening audience. Some I have. And others I've chosen not to because it doesn't really serve a purpose. I'm not doing this to draw attention to myself. I'm a messenger. I'm just delivering the message. Someone has to do it. Someone has to have the courage to do it. Someone has to have the discernment and how to do it. so as not to put certain people at risk who don't need to be at risk. And I do it with really without a concern for my own personal safety. That's the type of risk this is. I put mankind, I put humanity, I put my friends and even my enemies before myself. And it so happens that very recently, within the past few weeks, a major plan to detonate 23 suitcase nukes in this country was thwarted by the same group of people who were seen on this video in Jerusalem. Same group. Now, you didn't hear about it on the news, and you will not hear about it on the news. They have their own agenda. I've said this on many shows. You heard this last night from two KGB agents who both wrote for newspapers or news outlets and were spies and diplomats and college students and working for the intelligence agencies in more than one country. They were infiltrators that we talk about. And if I'm to trust what they said, that they had a change of heart and they really defected from their countries, then they did us a great service to teach us what's being done to us. But we've been talking to you about that. I'm not a member of the KGB or the CIA. How do we know these things? We're using our discernment. And we encourage you to do the same thing. Be responsible for yourself. 23 events, does it matter where it was? But they were intended to be set off simultaneously. That was the weight that I felt on my shoulders, and I know many other people could feel. They couldn't pinpoint what was causing them to feel that way, but you see, that's how the universe operates. Everything affects everything else. We're all connected, whether they tell us we are or not. We don't need one world government to be connected. We don't need to be told we have it. We don't need to be forced to have it. We can all get along together. Why is that not allowed? Well, it doesn't make enough money for a particular group of people. It doesn't allow them to practice their perversions without being judged as hypocrites or demons or just plain old evil and greedy. The truth comes to us in miraculous ways. And I can tell my listeners, as I often tell Ken, when we talk, I pray regularly. And I know a lot of other people that pray. And I talk with God. And I talk with His Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray that we all are revealed the truth. That the truth comes to us unabated, unimpeded, freely. Because it's there. All we have to do is open our hearts, open our eyes and our ears, and allow that information to come into us. I'm not talking about mind control. You want to remain mind control? Keep watching the TV? You can watch a movie and discern how these symbolisms and these techniques are being used to program you, and you can step outside of the matrix and still watch a movie. It takes a different approach. It takes a different type of consciousness. Now, these devices were removed. Okay? They were removed. And it's known that these were planted by Mossad agents. A big, huge team of Mossad agents. I'm told we don't have to worry about those Mossad agents anymore. They won't be bothering us. Consider the weight, the ramifications of 23 nuclear devices going off simultaneously in this country, anywhere. Doesn't matter where it is. Anywhere. And it will be blamed on someone else other than those that carried it out. So we have been blessed. Within the past few weeks, we've been blessed by some people who are gradually making their presence known to us. And as we said at the outset of this show, we're going to bring you the truth. You may not be able to accept it. We encourage you to do research. We're not asking you to believe us. And you will come to the same conclusions. In fact, you will begin to have some of the same experiences that my guests and I have had and will continue to have. I'm going to take the liberty of sharing one more musical selection with you, because this sums up really how we need to perceive this earth and humanity and our lives, our purpose for being here. The purpose for God's creation is really in this song. Listen carefully to the lyrics, because you're going to discover the places you find love. There is no safe place on this earth unless you find places where you find love.
No time to be impressed. And I remember so much later on, I knew that you were someone I would not forget. Everybody searching, hungry for the glamour. You know too many hearts are in the rush, but no matter how you try to, you can't explain. All around me, the need to find a place where feelings can be saved. Not money that buys happiness. It's not a shine of silver that puts your heart to rest. Everybody's pushing, the clock is always running, and no one ever seems to have enough. When you least expect it, you come about the places you find love. Love, remember.
It was the feeling that met you. After all the time that it meant you, you reach the sunlight, to find a sleeper part, yeah, yeah. Look around and notice your fire. And for once you're not even trying.
Never stopping, winding in and out. You should never doubt it will lead you to the ocean someday. There's no way to fight it that it can you wait. Oh, everybody's dreaming, waiting for the feeling. Oh,
to the places, and then you find it all. Yeah, yeah. The water's water, the wine, the sun never beats the night.
Quincy Jones, The Places You Find Love. I want to give my guests an opportunity to make a closing statement. We're running out of time here. You're certainly welcome to respond to my comments or anything that's transpired on this show. I'm going to let ZS go first, if you don't mind, ZS.
No problem. Just listening to the music and reflecting on all the experiences I've had, and just feeling the incredible weight right now that other people are feeling, as you were mentioning earlier, that things are happening, and you felt the weight of knowing the extortionary threat of those devices and the relief you must have had knowing that they didn't come into play. Today I had a phone call from a friend who is now retired. He was an air traffic controller in Frankfurt, Germany for 25 years. And he was asking me, why is this weight? What's both he and her and his wife were feeling the pressure today. And I said, well, I'm feeling the pressure too. And I know other people are feeling pressure. There's just something happening out, or there's something threatening out there. But people are holding on to their hope for a better life and pushing against it. And that's like a prayer going out to the universe, asking for an intercession, the ability to live another day in love. That's basically what he's a remarkable man. He is actually a breatharian. He fasted for 40 days while working the radar scopes at Frankfurt. He didn't tell his boss. He just drank his water and fasted and only lost 10 pounds in 40 days. And so you asked me how is that possible? And I told him that he was actually taking the nutrients right out of the water and out of the air mm-hmm. and making it into his substance of his body. And he's very, very energy sensitive. And so when he phones up with that type of statement about what he's feeling, you know something's happening out there.
Mm-hmm. And you're in Canada. He was in Germany. Ken's in California. I'm in Ohio. Why? Mm-hmm. We're grounding different parts of the earth, aren't we?
Yes.
We're bringing this not just the information or the knowledge, but we're bringing the frequencies.
Right.
And holding them and dispersing them, sharing them.
Mm-hmm. And he holds a lot of conscious awareness, and not only once during his whole 25 years did he have one near air collision. He had nothing happen while he was at the monitors for 25 years, which is a remarkable action of conscious awareness and caring about the work he was doing. That's the type of person he is.
Mm-hmm. He took responsibility for what he did.
Yes.
Well, I couldn't agree with what you said more, and I appreciate your comment. Is that all you want to say?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Don't leave us yet. Ken, your closing comments, either about anything I've said or ZS or all of us.
Yes. Well, thank you, Don. I'm glad you revealed the information you did tonight. I'm glad General Jeremiah gave you the okay to reveal what happened at the Dome of the Rock, and especially the story which you had made me privy to in January about the 33 suitcase nuclear weapons that were planted in various cities here in America, and a false flag event of enormous proportion was planned, because many had this plan succeeded, these devices would have been detonated simultaneously, not one at a time. And that, of course, would have caused the sort of national disruption and chaos that the Illuminati is so longing to create since they had their last whiz-bang show on September 11th of 2001. But things are working against them. The tide is turning, as they say, and it has been turning. And things aren't working out exactly the way they planned, because there are greater forces in the universe than they. And those greater forces are not going to allow this triumph of evil to go forward. And those who are committed to evil, those who are committed to recklessly taking innocent life, will pay, as those 100-plus Mossad agencies agents recently found out, the ultimate price for deciding to play this game of death and destruction. Those in the military, those in intelligence services, those in organizations like DHS or NSA or et cetera, CIA, whatever, who are engaging in activities which they know to be treasonous, which they know are contrary to the welfare of the American people and the American nation. Those who are, let's say, still have a spark of consciousness about them should reconsider what they're doing, should reconsider their roles, and think about changing course, reverse gears while the opportunity still exists. Because I have the feeling, as the months roll on here, more of these, let's say, dramatic events will occur. And I'm afraid it's going to be not against the innocent people of this planet, but rather against the evildoers. So if there was ever a time to think twice, this would probably be it. And if enough people who are, let's say, just waking up to these events,